You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchen. It's Thursday, May 22nd. Oregon's special election was Tuesday night. A measure seeking to raise Tillamook County's transient lodging tax rate from 10% to 14% is currently too close to call. With just over 7,000 ballots tallied so far, the most recent results show only 21 more no votes than yes votes for the measure. The idea to increase the transient lodging tax began last year as Tillamook County leaders were looking ahead to a multi-million dollar per year budget shortfall. There hasn't been an increase to the county's transient lodging tax in over a decade. Under Oregon state law, 70% of the tax revenue must go towards tourism-related facilities or promotion. The remaining 30% is available for discretionary use, which up until now, Tillamook County has devoted to road maintenance funding. If the 4% increase were to pass, county commissioners are looking to split the discretionary funds between three recipients. The Tillamook County Sheriff's Office would receive 80% of the funds. Then 10% would go to county emergency management, and the final 10% would go to maintenance of a new county emergency radio system in the works. Plans for the 70% of the funds generated from the increase that would be restricted to tourism-related projects are still less certain. Tillamook County commissioners say the measure boils down to asking tourists to pay their fair share for the services they receive while they're visiting the county. County Clerk Christy Neisseth said yesterday that Tillamook County had the highest voter participation in Oregon, with over 42% of voters returning ballots. Measures seeking a bond for facility improvements in the Tillamook School District and a levy to support operations in the Neoconee School District are both on pace to pass. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. In the race for position 3 on the Sunset Empire Transportation District Board, challenger Kathy Klesick is leading incumbent Charles Withers with 73% of the vote. Klesick is a land use and transportation planner with the state and a former Transit District Board member and chair. In her campaign, she stressed the need to identify communities struggling to get transportation and improve service for those further away. Withers is a Cannon Beach resident who moved to Clatsop County from Virginia. He has emphasized his experience as a member of the board as well as his lifelong interest in public transportation. The race comes 2 years after the Sunset Empire Transportation District's financial collapse. In April of 2023, the district suspended operations after its executive director, Jeff Hazen, announced it had run out of money. Hazen would have been terminated by the board for financial malfeasance had he not resigned shortly after the shutdown. Cannon Beach voters are making their choices on two competing ballot measures related to debt-financed city projects. The first is ballot measure 4235, introduced by three residents. If approved, the measure would amend the Cannon Beach City Charter to require a debt approval level, 50% of the government activity revenues in the past year, and require a public vote on all non-emergency debts, bonds, or financing agreements over that 50% level. So far, it appears to be passing by 52% to 48% in early returns. A competing ballot measure introduced by the City of Cannon Beach is Measure 4236. It would clarify when the council may approve debt without voter approval and would require the city to get voter approval before issuing general obligation bonds that increase property taxes. That measure is currently failing with about 48% yes votes to 52% no votes. Cannon Beach City staff drafted the competing measure after expressing concerns about Measure 4235, citing ambiguous language and potential unintended consequences. These stories come to us through a news partnership with The Astorian, online at dailyastorian.com. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says she's concerned the state legislature hasn't done enough with just a month left in the session. One of those things is greater accountability for schools. Despite increased spending on public schools, test scores in Oregon continue to decline. Kotek is proposing around a $500 million increase for schools in her recommended budget. She says a lot of districts are struggling in the post-pandemic era and need support.
I think we can do both. We can have a strong base funding for our districts and require additional accountability, and that's what I'm focused on in this session.
The new accountability system she's proposing would force school districts to receive help from the state if they aren't able to meet performance targets. Currently, both of the bills in the state legislature that would do this are still waiting in committee. State lawmakers writing the budget for the next 2 years are on board with a funding increase as long as that increased accountability comes with it. A contentious bill on wage theft is advancing through the Oregon legislature. OPB's Bryce Dole reports.
Senate Bill 426 would allow unpaid construction workers to sue property owners and developers, not just the subcontractors who pay them directly. Republicans say the threat of litigation could increase costs, slow housing production, and harm general contractors who don't know wage theft is happening. The bill's supporters disagree. Democrats say the bill is necessary to protect vulnerable workers who might go weeks without the pay they've earned. Trampas Simmons is the lead representative for the Regional Carpenters Union. He says Oregon's housing production shouldn't come off the backs of unpaid workers.
The people that are worried about it maybe should look in their closet because there potentially could be some skeletons.
The bill passed through the Oregon Senate in April. On Monday, House lawmakers advanced it to the chamber floor. I'm Bryce Dole, reporting.
Oregon's Child Welfare Director, April Flint Gerner, announced on Tuesday she was resigning after 2 years leading Oregon's beleaguered child welfare system. Lauren Dake reports.
Flint Gerner accepted a position with Casey Family Programs, a national foundation that works with kids placed in foster care and their families. Rolanda Garcia, who has worked at the state's Department of Human Services in various roles for nearly 3 decades, will replace Flint Gerner on an interim basis. It's the latest change for an agency that has been plagued by systemic issues for years. The state's Department of Human Services settled a class action lawsuit last year. As part of the lawsuit, an expert was appointed to oversee the child welfare system. The state has promised to reduce the rate of mistreatment and improve the quality of places where it sends children placed in foster care to live. I'm Lauren Dake reporting.
Washington is entering a third year of drought conditions. That has stressed forests, and experts say this year's fire season could be rough. The snowpack has dwindled more quickly than normal, in some places melting out more than a month early. Fire will follow those drying trends, says Matt Deere with the Washington State Department of Natural Resources. Still, he says much of fire season is hard to predict.
We have to start thinking of, hey, are we able to limit human-caused ignitions? Do we not get any lightning storms, or do we get a ton of lightning storms?
And a lot depends on July 4th fireworks and the weather, Deer says. Big wildland fires like the Pioneer Fire could spring up, but also small acreage fires in dense housing districts could be highly destructive. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org.